It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
We're just in the process of rewriting our intro because, well, Lisa's never here and you always are.
I know. And maybe we need some new music. I don't know.
Boom.
Bum, 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 bum. Some new theme. So, do we have any fun facts today?
Oh, man. I did not come prepared with that.
Oh, my gosh. And you had some
Interest rates are down to 6.5%. That's a fun fact.
Yeah.
This is the time to get on it. Lock it in.
Yep. I know. And check out the buy down. I just did a closing with another client that bought down. If they're going to be in their house for more than 5 years, I think, is where they're really encouraging you to buy down a point or two.
Another thing, I had the guy on speakerphone. He's with another realtor, but his realtor said there is no such thing as a first-time homebuyer program. And so I sent him the link to Alaska Housing First-Time Homebuyer Program because there's additional benefits to that. So,
and again, if you're not getting the right answer, it could be from the realtor, could be from the lender. I had a client who's my really good friend who said some things about their lender, and I said, why are we just with one lender? Let's go shop some lenders and check out different lenders and check out different things. Even when lenders are fantastic, sometimes different lenders have different programs or can offer different things. So it's always imperative, just like if you're buying a car or buying another big item, you do shop around. So, I mean, not that you may end up with the very first one you started with, but I think it's really important that you look at what other people are offering because you never know when they're going to be able to offer you less money or offer you better interest rates or offer you better buy downs. Or, I mean, even sometimes when they start putting it together from the appraisal or different things that they can save you money on, it really can save you thousands when you look at the closing costs. So,
I was going to go through the first-time homebuyer program through Alaska Housing, but I think we can do a whole show about that.
So we could do five shows on that. And we should probably also bring in a guest speaker because I just think that we could pick their brain a little bit.
Yep.
Who should be?
We used to have Maud Morse, and we've had her on the show before. I think she called in from Juneau or Anchorage.
Yeah.
Maud with Alaska Housing, but yeah.
Let's get a victim.
Okay.
I mean, let's get a guest on the show. I think it'd be great. So we're talking about selling and not buying. We're talking about buying. There are not enough houses on the market right now, but we are talking about selling. So
now, why do you say that?
That there's not enough houses on the market.
Because you're competing on every.
Oh my gosh.
My last two, I just competed again.
Yes. I'm telling you, it is like.
Again.
And I feel so bad because I still have buyers that are like, oh, let's take our time and we're looking. And so I sent out 6 listings in the past 4 days, maybe. Not even 4 days. I think 24 hours. And then I had to send a text today that said they're already pending. All of them are gone. And I just went,
you got to act fast, man.
And I said, if you want to go see them, I can get us in tonight. I can get us in this afternoon because I sent them first thing in the morning. And I said, again, this is so competitive that I'm checking in the morning. I'm checking throughout the day. I'm looking at MLS.
Are you seen at all price points? Because I've in the last couple of months, I've done a $40,000 deal and a $700,000 deal.
Yes.
I'm seeing it at all price
every
points.
Every price point. And every time I look at the MLS, I feel like I'm seeing things from that pop from, and weirdly, land
I've
is
done
popping.
A lot of land this summer.
Land is selling.
Crazy.
And I don't know if it's just people thinking I'll get to that or I want to get to that building. There are a couple of builds going.
And I think some people are
area.
Speculating because, you know, if the gas line does go, then that's it's a whole other real estate market.
Yes. So, which is great. I mean, to each their own, I think whatever works in this market to buy.
Totally.
But if you can consider selling, we would love to help you sell because we have so many people looking to buy. And I just think more and more we have people looking to get out of their rentals and be in a permanent space.
That's
and
true.
We just have people coming in all the time.
A lot of millennials out there right now.
Yes. And I just met some other college students that are, I think I met a couple people from the nursing program that were kind of like, what should I get into? And I said, you know, if I could do this all over again, if I could go back and I wasn't working at the university and I was, younger and really into property management, I would have done a duplex or a triplex. I would have exactly done what your brother did. I would have done the rental. I would have stayed in a side or rented, even lived with a roommate and then rented out the other side, saved up the money. I think investing in real estate is never a bad way to go, ever.
I have told you about my buddy in college. He had a triplex. He got his down payment through selling his baseball cards. And he's a multimillionaire now.
Yep. I would. I think you have to have the energy to do it. I know you have the energy in your 20s. I definitely had the energy in my 20s. Well, I mean, I managed thousands of beds. So I know I had the energy in my 20s. And
I mean, look at you now in your late 60s and you've got tons of energy.
My late 60s, I'm barely making it.
I don't know if the late 60s listeners are going to appreciate that.
Over in my late 60s, that's how I want to be. Oh. I want to ride in those
the carts at the grocery
all
store
all the time.
Me too.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I love that my dad Smash is taking advantage of that. But sometimes I'm like, Dad, because my dad is going through cancer, and I'm just like, Dad, sometimes you drive that thing too fast. Like, there's a couple people that I'm like, I feel like this should come with a warning because you're a little bit wild on that thing. Anyway, okay, so let's get to, yes, in my 60s, I wanted to just drive those. I'm like, you know what? Why should I have to use my legs?
I totally agree.
Yeah. So I'm not, no offense to anybody that's in their late 60s. I just feel like, you know what? You've worked hard.
Yeah.
So why?
And late 60s are now the late 40s, by the way.
Utilize all of your resources. Mm-hmm. If there's chairs for you to sit down in, sit in them. If there's carts for you to drive, drive them. What are they there for?
Agreed.
For all of us to use them. Okay, so if you have a place to sell, let's talk about highlighting the outdoor living space. If you have outdoor living space, make sure that you've cleaned up, done some. We talk a lot about repairs. But I'm going to bring up your thing that you brought up today, the Poly Z. So there are lots of stains on the outside of houses, and that can be a real turnoff for buyers.
And just so you know, so the example we have is my house. We have a high efficiency boiler that causes, is it sulfur, the runoff out of the chimney, down near roof, and then down near siding in our case. And so it looks like iron from like water, but it's certainly not. In our case, it's coming off the chimney. So but I have seen houses that are orange because of just splashing off, you know, from the ground because there's iron in the ground. So either way, what Jamie's bringing up is a great point. That polyzag is awesome. And so we just put it in a bucket. We took a paintbrush and just painted the vinyl siding like we're, you know, painting a house, and it came right off. And then we huffed a bunch of it.
No, we did not. We're going to give a cautionary. We do not want to be sued ever. So you need to wear a mask. You need to read the directions.
Yeah,
please be cautionary.
All that.
But it really does get amazing hard water stains out. It'll get them out in your tub. It'll get them out in your toilet. It will take them off your house. So it's just a really, really great tool.
It'll melt your children and pets, so be careful.
Yes, it will really do some horrible things to your lungs. So please read the directions. Please be careful. But it can really help spruce up some of the outdoor stuff. But it's still nice out. So people are really looking at the outdoor space. And I know I shared that I had just gone and saw some houses. They had really done some great dirt work. They had put some mulching out. They had done some trees and some planting. I know it seems silly, but Lowe's
Not
and Home Depot, some of these places are going to be clearancing out a lot of their plants, their trees, grabbing some of those at the discount. I mean, some of them have them for $1, $2.
Really?
Yep, because they start getting rid of their stuff, clearancing out for the holidays. So grabbing some of those things and spending a little bit of money.
Sorry to interrupt. First, it's the first impression, last impression.
Yes.
So doing everything Jamie's saying is I totally agree with. But do you know how much a tree is worth?
What do you mean?
We had a house fire, and the trees got next to the house got charred.
Oh, and what the replacement cost?
$6,000 per tree.
Holy moly.
So your dollar tree is actually a good investment.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Also,
that's great. Yeah. But, I mean, it really does go a long way. It really – I mean, even just pulling up, that was the first comment my buyers made was how great the outside looked. It was funny because I gave a lot of commentary, or I tried to give as much commentary back to the sellers on all the houses we saw there was no bad comments I could make. You know, I mean, not that I want to make a bad comment, but like, you know, sometimes it's nice if things aren't moving quickly for the sellers to try to give a critique. Every house that we went and saw had phenomenal, they had really done their work. So really worked on the outside, really worked on decluttering, really worked on
no deferred maintenance.
Right. And a lot of them had an engineer inspection already done. They had made notes on the things that they had already fixed.
Maybe they're listening to our show.
I know, that would be great, wouldn't it? Anyway, so think about the ways that you can
spend. And their houses are getting multiple offers on them because of this stuff. So.
Yes. And even, I know this, again, things are going to sound silly, but some of the summer stuff is getting clearanced out at Walmart, Fred Meyer. So sometimes even getting a really, or Facebook Marketplace, getting a really cheap, not cheap looking, but just a really inexpensive outdoor set for, you know, maybe you've thought, oh, maybe a patio set out here would be nice. Or, you know, I think on the last show I talked about my egg chair. It's just a really nice comfy chair that's out on our front porch. It's very inviting. It's very relaxing. I love it because when our dogs like to sit outside and play in the yard or chew on bones outside, I can just sit out there and I can read a book or I can be on my laptop. And so it's very, very comfortable. So it's just something you can add to your space, but you could pick something up like that. You could leave it with the house if you don't want to take it. But it's very little money for a very kind of like a $6,000 tree for a dollar. It just has a lot of impact for people.
Totally
agree. You can just add it, you know. So like my last buyer, when we bought his house, the seller left some, they left the fire pit. They left some deck furniture. That really was a huge impact for him. It wasn't anything he asked for on the chattel list because, again, we were in a competitive bid. But seeing that when he got that, he was just like, oh, my gosh, I can already sit out here on my deck. I can already do this. Oh, my gosh, I can already be at the fire pit. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe they left me this. So it's really shocking how grateful they are for very small things. But it made such an impact on buying the house because we were looking at all of those outdoor spaces and he was visualizing. I mean, we went to the very top of his budget because he saw all of those spaces. And so he was just like, I want all of these things. These check every single one of my boxes. I'd rather this house than all the other houses we looked at. So it really can make a huge impact for not a lot of money. But if you're
totally
thinking
agree
of those things, I don't want you to be like, oh my gosh, I it's shocking to me. I actually looked the very first, I think when we first moved into our house to buy outdoor furniture, and I was shocked that some of the sets were $700 and $1,000.
Crazy, yeah. Especially spring and summer.
Yes. And I just thought, nope. So I went to Facebook Marketplace and I found.
That's your home away from home, huh?
Yes. I found a beautiful set for $20, just some really great chairs. I found another set for our front porch for $10. So people are dumping stuff all the time. They were in great shape,
including Lowe's and Home Depot.
Yes.
Right now. Jimmy already said that, but yep, just reiterating it.
I got my egg chair.
Fred Meyer's.
My egg chair was $400, and I got it for $99 last year. So
what's an egg chair? Like Mork from Ork?
So, no, just picture a really big egg-shaped chair with a huge cushion in it that then sits kind of on a chain, and then the chain suspends, and then it sits on like a round foot. So that it's
cool.
So it's suspended, so I can swing. It's almost like a swing, so it can move around, so I can twist and look at the whole yard. But it's just egg shaped in size, so it's like a you really can sit in it. I can put my feet up in it, so it's oversized. So,
Sounds cool.
Yeah, it was just something I don't know. It was something I think I saw at a house showing, and I went, oh my gosh, I really like it. It was on somebody's deck, and I had looked for it, but they sell.
Oh, is it wicker?
I'm looking
it up.
It's wicker, but it sells for like $400 or $500, and I thought, I don't want to spend that much money. And then
$165 on Wayfair.
Oh, well, but Wayfair, you got to pay shipping right now.
Back to shipping?
Yeah, they're back to
what
shipping
happened
right now. I don't know, but they're back to shipping.
They got smart?
Yes. So, but I know it's so frustrating, but like I said, I just walked into Walmart one day and there they were on sale.
That looks cool.
It's very cool.
What a great place to hang out, read a book.
Yeah. I'm just saying. All right. What else we got?
What about deferred maintenance and repairs? Most home buyers these days want something that's well maintained and well cared for. One of the reasons some houses aren't selling as fast is because they don't come across as maintained and as cared for.
Yeah. So I think with that, I think we've mentioned that in a couple shows. I think we definitely, you either need to address it, have a plan for it, or you need to do a price adjustment. The one thing I absolutely love that I've been telling clients, because I'm really surprised sometimes with sellers that they've done some of the maintenance, like chimney cleaning, they've had their boilers serviced, but they forget to bring us the receipts. So, you know, sometimes some of those things look a little bit older, but they've been kept really, really well. So sometimes when I ask for, do you have the receipt? Have you done anything to any of these things recently? When they start pulling receipts, they're like, oh my gosh, yes, I do this, this, and this. And that can really help a sale when a buyer sees, oh, you have had the, you know, the chimney swept every year. Or you've had the fireplace done, or you've had the septic done every year. You've had this looked at, or even I had one seller. It was kind of funny. We had no idea they had put in a new septic 2 years prior, and they forgot to put it on the disclosure. And so we were about to have the septic tested. And when I called, oh my gosh, who's a normal septic?
Goldstream Engineering?
Goldstream. They said, oh, we just this is a brand new septic. And I said, oh, okay. So I reached back out and they said, oh my gosh, yes, we put the septic in 2 years ago. And I said, that's nowhere in any of the disclosures. I mean, they still came out and tested
that's a proud disclosure.
And looked at it, but that really helped.
Heck yeah.
The buyers were so excited to find out it was only a 2-year-old septic.
Yeah.
That wasn't just, they didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
And again, it's really kind of funny because I have a friend that owned his own septic business, and he specifically said to me, keep a septic journal. You forget when you pump your septic. You forget when you do these things. So I tell all my clients and even my friends, I'm like, just keep – I know it's going to sound silly, but keep a diary of all the things, like even not a diary, but like a folder or a journal or a whatever.
I do,
your stuff in there because you do forget. Like we've been in our house 5 years. You forget when you put the deck on. You forget when you put if you get a roof. You know, you think, did we do that 5 years ago? Did we do that 10 years ago? Did we do that 9 years ago? You know,
I keep everything.
Yes. So, and I had a client that did that. She had a binder that when we sold her house, it was so meticulous, and she handed it over to the new sellers, and they were like, what is this? And I said, it's their house binder. So it was phenomenal. But I think
I got a new septic. I'm showing Jamie a picture of the tank that crushed.
That's nice.
That's the old one coming out.
Are we on break?
No, we're not on break.
Are we on? Do we have to take a break?
I guess. It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
Do we even care? Glenner's like, why do you have these two on the radio?
All right, guys. We'll take it. Jamie and I are going to go look at septic tanks while we take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking about things you can do to prepare your house for sale in the fall. And I do want to talk about upkeep.
Let's talk about temperature.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about the temperature when we get back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM, KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Jamie.
All right, so if you're just joining us, we're talking about selling your house in August, giving you some just tips and tricks. We've kind of been talking about this topic for the last couple weeks, really, because we're absolutely desperate for houses. And we just want to make sure that you are really prepared.
We want you to sell for the most amount of money in the least amount of time.
Yes. So one thing to think about, well, what were you going to say?
We're talking about repairs, and people need to not just get a pre-inspection, which is a great idea. I would do it if I were selling my house and knock out those items, but just stuff like walk around. If there's holes in the wall, patch those. If you need a fresh coat of paint, put the paint on, look around at the baseboard trim. If that's sketchy, maybe you need to replace it or paint it. There's more than just the big ticket stuff. If there's a broken window or your painted glass is foggy, or just you got to walk around with a meticulous eye, because most home buyers want a turnkey house.
Right. But I will say this. I did go into a house with a buyer, and this was kind of funny. So the seller took yellow sticky notes, and in the things that they were getting replaced, they had put... So the door was stuck. The door was being refinished. So it said, please don't mind that this door sticks. It is being refinished. We are aware if you buy the house, it will be redone. On the window, it said, we know that the window is broken. The window has been ordered. A brand new window will be installed for the new buyer. So they had gone through the house, and to make sure that a potential buyer would not be nervous of things, they had made notes of the things that were being done, ordered, repaired, and then there was a little line item letter on the countertop that said, dear potential buyer, we also have a painter coming in that's going to paint the house, like the living room, back to white. We have a new, the light bulbs are all being changed. Just because they're old. Like, it was pretty funny. It was like, because it's old. We know that there's a little bit of ice damming. We've had that repaired. You'll notice that in the old engineer inspection, but we'll also sell the house with these two things, and the snowblower will be given, just to make sure that you always can do A, B, and C. So it was pretty like intuitive, but it was my buyers were on. Like, we made an offer that night because it really sold the house. I did take pictures of all of the yellow notes because I wanted to make sure that I included all the things that they were saying were going to be done into an addendum, just because I was like, again, we're saying that these are going to be repaired, but I didn't want to forget. And then, a month down the road, we say that the window's going to be repaired, but maybe the window doesn't get repaired, or I get a receipt for those things, just because there was quite a few. Like, again, it was a big house. It was 2,900 square feet. Ooh. So there were lots of things that they were still doing, and I understood that. But I also had another sale where we were, our potential sale that we were going in, where the realtor called me and gave me a heads up of the things that were being done. It had just finished being cleaned. Radiator covers had not been put back on. So I stopped my buyers before we went in and I prepped them. And I felt like that showing went phenomenally, because I said, the house has just been cleaned. The radiators covers were pulled. They're all here. Here's what's going on. They're doing this, this, and this. The blinds have been pulled down. They're all being professionally cleaned. So I really feel like if your realtor is on their A game, that call was, shout out, I think it was Brittany, Brittany Jackson. Does that sound right? I think it was Brittany Jackson that gave me that call. Phenomenal call. Like, it, I'm going to give her a shout out on the radio because it really helped where I was able to stop my buyers and walk them through. I felt like it wasn't the right house for my buyers, but I was able to recommend it to three other buyers and show it, and I was able to shout it out to some other potential realtors. So I really felt like it helped.
But the purpose of the show is to get ahead of this and get this all done before it even goes on the market, because you'd even get more for your house, I believe, than stuff that is pending. But I agree with you. That's a
100%.
That's so great. She did that.
I recognize. I think sometimes we just get into situations, or sometimes our sellers don't give us the opportunity, or we're in situations that, you know, sometimes our cleaners say they're going to come and they don't come. And so we get backed up and then we're on the market, or we, or sometimes, like you and I have done before, we are like, oh my gosh, we have the client, we have the buyer, they push. It's the only time, you know, you and I have both had clients before that work the mine or work somewhere. Mm-hmm. I've even had a client, I know I did a deal with Heather Weber before where my clients were getting on a plane at noon. Heather's house hit the market at 8. We got a 9:30 a.m. showing. And so, I mean, it would not have mattered if she was even like, show, don't, you know, show, don't show. I literally said, this is the house for my clients. We will be putting in an offer. Everything about this checks every box. We have to come see it because they're getting on a plane at noon. And she said, yes, get over there. I mean, yes, it was on the market, so it was ready and it showed beautifully. But I mean, we had to get in. So I had no time. Otherwise, I knew we would miss this opportunity. So I do think that there sometimes are these bizarre circumstances that we deal with.
And quick fun fact.
Yeah.
Baseboard heater covers.
Yeah.
Are $7 to $10 a foot. Not that expensive. So if you've got some.
Oh, that are just disgusting.
Just disgusting, yes. Or near,
oh my gosh,
near a toilet or something, or I don't know, yes, just like worn down. Don't be afraid
to replace them.
I just, whatever reason, I love when I go to a house that has brand new baseboard covers. It's just like, I don't know.
Yep. I think, again, sometimes I just think that I went to Lowe's with a girlfriend and she showed me just a couple things. Like we looked at, you know how, I think we did a show, you and I, almost a year back with Lisa. We talked about wider trim. We talked about some of the features that were newer. Her and I went and we just looked at price, some different things out. Some things are so inexpensive. Even I saw a bookshelf that she had made in her shop. Shout out to Lichen, and I replicated it in my house, and it's stunning.
Really?
And it cost me, for all the ones that I've ever bought, it's solid wood. It cost me less than $400 to make, and it's wall to wall, floor to ceiling. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, show me a picture sometime.
Yep, and it's and I've made another one, and I have another one that I want to build, but I just did not want freestanding anymore. I wanted an absolute built-in. But it was all just because of something I had seen in her shop. And I just thought, can I do this? She showed me what she had done, what she had bought, where she had got it. And I just thought, there's things that you really can do that's not as expensive for what you spend on purchasing other things. So I think sometimes going in and pricing some of the small things out, it makes such a big impact. It's kind of like when we talk about paint. Paint makes such a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what to do, then just go all white. You know, I mean, I've been in some beautiful houses. The house that I did for you yesterday in North Pole, they have a beautiful beige color. And I just went, oh, my God. And a green in the room and a blue for the kids' rooms just popped. And I went, wow, these are really powerful colors, but they looked amazing. And the kids were really excited about the Murphy bed. And that those clients' house showed really, really beautifully. Cool. During the engineer inspection. And so I think that some people really set up a really nice house, but if you're unsure, I think you can really do some minimal things. But again, if you have to, go back to basics, you know. So I do want to talk about temperature, but I think we are completely out of time because you and I cannot do a show together where we don't.
And I'm sitting here looking at red baseboard covers.
I thought you were looking at egg chairs.
No.
I'm still on an egg chew. I want a new baseboard cover.
Leave me alone.
Help me. Oh my God, we've got to get this together.
All right. We are out of time, as
Show
Jamie has noted.
Show number 12 on selling your house in August.
Okay, that'll be next week, guys. Thank you guys so much. Enjoy your Saturday, and please stay tuned for Behind the Mission and the United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.